Psachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Psachim Bavli Daf Samach Zayin. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Amud Aleph on the 8th line, Michui Kovav. Michui Kovav, Amav Yochanan, Kol Pala Shenamaneu, Shlai Hei Nira, Kanoitel, Emoim, Mitech, Zevach, Menuvah, one should say. The Mishnah taught Michui, which is wiping of his innards, overrides Shabbos. The Yochanan says, it's because the Pasuk says in Mishle, Pe Tez Zayin, Pasuk Dalet, everything Hashem made, he made for his sake. That it should not appear as if he's removing the organs from a sacrifice that's repulsive. Tani, Rabbi Shmuel, Hefshito, Doches HaShabbos. Rabbi Shmuel taught an advisor that skinning it in its entirety overrides Shabbos. Tani, Rabbi Shmuel, B'nai, Shurab Yochum, and Barika, Oime, B'Shabbos, Hayem, Mashit, Es, HaChazeh. Advisor of Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Yochum, and Barika, says that on Shabbos they would skin its chest area, beginning from its hind legs, in order to be able to remove its organs, as burning the fats overrides Shabbos. My time in the Rishmol shall be nearer Kanoitel Emorim Mitech Zevach Menuvel, and the reason of Rishmol is that it shouldn't appear that if he's removing the organs from a sacrifice that is repulsive. Ma Aved La Rishmol Benoshir B'Yechom Emreika. What's the reasoning of Rishmol, the son of B'Yechom Emreika? Mitech Shuhafchai Einai Kanoitel Emorim Mitech Zevach Menuvel. The answer is, since he begins it skinning from its legs, it does not appear that he's removing the organs from a sacrifice that is repulsive. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel, Benoish Rechem Reiker, Amud Ala Echad, Kamadu Rishmol, Amma Mufra, Deche, Ein Mufra, Mina Mufra, Deche, Kach Rishmol, Benoish Rechem Reiker, Aime Mufra, Deche, Ein Mufra, Mina Mufra, Deche. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Shmol and Rabbi Shmol, the son of Rechem Reiker, say the same idea. Just as Rabbi Shmol said that performing the divine services in a better way overrides Shabbos, but performing it in the most superior way does not, so too Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Yochum Broika, said that performing the divine service in a better way overrides Shabbos, but performing it in the most superior way does not. In Temer Muvchahu Yikoreinu Yotzeimov, the Gemara says, if so, why must he skin it in order to burn the limbs? Let him just tear it open and remove them. Am Rabbi Yosi Rabun, Le'asya Elek Rabbi Shimon, Tetani, Rabbi Yosi Rabun says that the reason of Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Yochum Broika, is not as stated by Rabbi Yochanan, but rather he follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, as the Bais in Shabbos says, HaGoyred, HaKoydech, HaKoytzetz, Kolshehu, B'Shabbos Chayev. One who files, drills, or cuts away from in any minimum amount on Shabbos is liable. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, HaGoyred, HaGoyred, Kolsorchoy, HaKoydech, HaKoydech, Kolsorchoy, HaKoytzetz, HaKoytzetz, Kolsorchoy, V'Hamavid, Esor, HaKoyabed, Kolsorchoy. Rabbi Shimon says, one is only liable when he files as much as is needed, he drills as much as is needed, and he cuts away as much as is needed, he tans the skin as much as is needed. And Rabbi Yaakov, Ba'acha, Le'asya, Aleku, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Le'ovad, Mixeth, Malocha, Kukula, Rabbanon, Avdin, Mixeth, Malocha, Kukula. And Rabbi Yaakov, Ba'acha, supports this and says, yes, he follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who does not view part of a Malocha like a full Malocha, however, Rabbanon do view part of a Malocha like a full Malocha. Vakasha al the Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel in Notel Liksor, Le Kotzar Shemaklum. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, who said that even one who bangs with his hammer on the anvil whilst working is liable, surely he's not achieved anything at all. If a person took hold of a stalk to cut it and he didn't do so, have he done anything? Amar Rav Asyek, the Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, Kub Yehuda, the Tani. Rav answers that Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who taught an advisor, Tashovet, Ram Makatkate, Alarig, Hare Zechayev, Mipneishu Kumiyashev Vyadai, Vach Mipneishu Kumiyashev Vyadai. One who is Shovet, which means he evens the warp threads, and Makatkate, which is he hits the warp thread, will not be too taut. He's liable, as it levels the materials in preparation for the next time, and is also true when hitting the anvil. Behegdech Alavav, the Mishnah taught burning of the fats overrides Shabbos. La Yolin Chelev Chagi Ad Beike. The source is the Pasuk in Shmos Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches, the fat of my Chagiga shall not remain until the morning. Memori Chol, Kravim B'Yom Tov, ask the Gemara, may the limbs of a sacrifice brought on a weekday be burned on Yom Tov? Why then is the Pasuk required to teach that the limbs of the Pesach may not be burned on the night of the 15th? Ami Ravo, Kiamtir, B'Shechal, Arbo Asa, Lioth, B'Shabbos. Ravo answers, it's needed when the 14th occurs on Shabbos, that one might have thought that the fats of Shabbos should be burned on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yonah boy, im b'shachal abbas aliyos b'shabbos in chagiga boy imoy. Rav Yona asked, well, if the pasuk refers to when the 14th occurs on Shabbos, why did it then specify that the fat should not remain until the morning? On Shabbos there is no chagiga brought. Amar Torah, hikivu mevayjoim, shleitav l'day bal ta'ache. And rather, the pasuk is teaching that it should be sacrificed while still day in order to prevent it remaining until the morning. And if so, what is the source to say that it overrides Shabbos? Perhaps it's a weekday. Amar chinna ilu avar vehevi shema eina kosher, ma'achash ilu avar vehevi kosher, over. Rabbi Chanina answered that it can refer to the 14th occurring on Shabbos. If a person transgressed and brought the Chagigah on Shabbos, it would be valid, and therefore the Torah states the prohibition of allowing the limbs to remain. The Mishnah taught that its roasting and mincing its innards do not override Shabbos. Taninan, the Gemara asked the question, an earlier Mishnah taught that at nightfall they will go out and roast their Pesach offerings, and this would not, however, take place on Shabbos, as this roasting does not override Shabbos. How then could we say in the Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos that they could lower the korban into the oven just before Shabbos? Does this not imply that roasting is permitted on Shabbos? Leshul Shulay Letano, the Gemara answers, no, they permitted lowering it into the oven before Shabbos, but not actually to roast it on Shabbos. The Mishnah taught that carrying it and bringing it from outside the Trum is prohibited on Shabbos. The prohibition only applies when transferring it out of Yerushalayim, but to take it out of the temple courtyard into Yerushalayim proper was permitted, as that only involved a rabbinic prohibition, as Yerushalayim is a kamelis, a Rosh Hashanah Rabbanon, which does not apply in cases related to the Beis HaMikdash.